the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shout our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. You know, I had the queerest dream the other night. In fact, it's such an amazing dream I can't resist telling you about it. So listen, and I'll try and give you a first-hand picture of what happened. I was walking along a dark, deserted street at midnight, and I came to a little store. Funniest little store you ever saw, with a light burning in the window. I opened the door and went inside.
Good afternoon, young fella. What can I do for you?
What do you mean, good afternoon? It's almost midnight.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm only half right in anything I say. This is only half a store, you know.
Say, I knew there was something funny about this place when I came in. Look, you've only got half a counter, half a cash register, and your shelves are only half full of groceries.
That's right, young fella. Whatever it is you want, I can only give you half of it.
Well, I'd like a dozen eggs for a starter.
Here you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A dozen eggs.
Hey, wait a minute. I said 12 eggs, not 6.
Can't help it, young fella. You can't expect to get your money's worth in this store. Say, how'd you like some breakfast cereal? It looks something like Wheaties, but of course it's only about half as good as Wheaties are. I don't carry Wheaties because Wheaties always gives you money's worth.
Well, I'm going someplace where I can get genuine Wheaties. You know, Wheaties give me all the well-known nourishment of the whole wheat grain. That's why I stick to Wheaties.
Yes, that's true, young fella. Wheaties hand you more nourishment than you'd get from other so-called whole wheat foods, like the one I got here. I'll tell you something else. Wheaties gives you lots more vitamin B1 than you'd get from any other whole wheat foods, too. Doggone, ain't it a shame. I'd like to carry Wheaties, but I don't dare. They're just too good to match up with the rest of the things I sell.
Well, old-timer, you can keep your half a store. I'm going to get my Wheaties someplace else. I want my money's worth in real champion whole wheat nourishment. Now, you can call that dream a funny one, fellas and girls, but I can tell you this, and it's no dream. Wheaties give you all the well-known nourishment of the whole wheat grain, the kind of nourishment you need in an athlete's training diet. Remember that. When you ask for genuine Wheaties, you're getting everything you pay for. A champion flavor, a lot of champion eating pleasure, and a champion supply of whole wheat nourishment to help you get up and go. That's what I know you want every morning, so get those Wheaties right away. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. High up in the mountains of Luzon in the Philippines, Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are driving their car along a dangerous mountain trail. They're on their way up to the country of the headhunters to find a constabulary sergeant who knows something of the missing Professor Loring. Uncle Jim has with him a chart which will lead the way to a priceless cargo of uranium-235 lost on Professor Loring's ship and was wrecked in the Sulu. He also has a luminous ring which has legendary powers among the Moros of Mindanao. Two immediate dangers beset Uncle Jim and Jack and Betty and Billy. They're being followed by the unscrupulous adventurer, Dr. Shapato, with Blackbeard and others of his crew. And on the mountainside above them, they're being accompanied by a tribe of little Negritos who could prove to be dangerous if they were angered. Listen.
Can you see from your side of the car, Jack? Can you see if that tribe of Negritos are still keeping up with us?
I'll stick my head out and look up the mountain slope, Betty. Yep, they're still keeping up with us. I see a few of them running from one tree to another. And they've all got their bows and arrows.
And Shapato and Blackbeard and the others are coming up the mountain road behind us, too. I can see their car about 1,000 feet below us. I think they're gaining on us.
They ought to go faster than we. After all, we shoveled all the landslides off the road for them.
Oh, can't we go any faster, Uncle Jim? I don't feel at all easy with the Negritos and their bows and poison arrows above us.
We can go faster, Betty. If you want to take a chance in sliding off this rough road and going headlong over that cliff on your left...
Well...
Not for me, Uncle Jim. I'd rather take a chance on the Negritos than going off this cliff.
Me too. After all, the Negritos aren't trying to attack us yet.
But don't forget Shapato and Lazaro and Blackbeard. If they catch up with us, they'll do everything they can to get that chart and ring from Uncle Jim.
They've been trying for a long time to steal that chart and ring, Betty. And they haven't done it yet.
But if we're blocked by another landslide, they'll certainly catch up with us.
Get your shovels ready, Jack. See what's ahead of us?
Another landslide? Doesn't this mountain never stop sliding?
Not during the rainy season, Jack. We're lucky a slide hasn't come right down on top of us.
Oh, suffering catfish. What tough breaks we're getting. It could be worse, Billy. This is only a small one. We'll have the road cleared in just a few minutes.
But Shapato and Blackbeard and the others will be up with us in just a few minutes, too, Jack.
Here we are. I'll take one shovel, Jack. You take the other. It won't take long to clear the road.
We can shovel this stuff right over the cliff. I wish we could shovel these rocks right down on top of Shapato's car.
That would be mountain warfare, wouldn't it? There's no chance of that. Come on, Jack. Let's get to work.
Billy, look up there. The Negritos have stopped. They're watching.
Well, that's all right by me, buddy. They can watch us as long as they like.
But how do we know they'll just keep on watching us?
We don't know, Betty. But I've never yet heard of Negritos attacking a white man unless the white men have done something against them.
Look, Betty, I can see Shapiro's car. It's about halfway up the mountain.
Oh, they'll be on us in just a few minutes.
It'll take them a little longer than that. Their car is steaming. It's overheating. They're going to hit the ticket slow.
Look at the Negritos, Billy. They're all peeping out behind those trees watching us. Do you suppose they're just curious?
Gosh, I hope they're just curious.
I don't like the way they're gradually working closer and closer. Oh, look at them, Uncle Jim.
You and Billy get in the car, Betty. If anything should happen, you'll be safer there against those poison arrows.
Oh, all right, Uncle Jim. Come on, Betty.
Okay.
A few more shovelfuls will do it, Uncle Jim. I hope this is the last landslide we have to shovel off.
I'm afraid it won't be, Jack. The mountain sides are pretty saturated after these rains.
They're so steep, I don't see why the whole mountain doesn't slide down into the valley. Say, those Negritos are getting close, aren't they?
But they seem friendly enough. I think it's just curiosity. They want to see what it's all about. Maybe the first time they've ever seen an automobile.
The road is cleared enough now, isn't it, Uncle Jim?
Almost, Jack. Let's clean up this little hump. It's so slippery that it may make us slide off toward the cliff.
Okay, I'll get it. Just what'll you do if Shapato and Blackbeard and their crew do catch up with us?
The best thing to do, Jack, is not to let them catch up with us. The chart and ring are too valuable to lose.
I've got the chart memorized, Uncle Jim. If we did lose it, we could still find our way to Professor Loring's sunken yacht.
But Shapato and his gang would get there first, Jack. They have an engine in their schooner.
But if they do catch up with us, Uncle Jim, let's destroy the chart. I won't forget the location of the ship.
It'd be very easy to forget, Jack. It's just a speck in the Sulu Sea. I wouldn't want to destroy the chart yet. And we certainly don't want to lose that luminous ring. It's our only safeguard in Moro Country when we go to find Professor Loring.
I guess you're right, Uncle Jim. Here, the road's all clear now.
How close is Shapato behind us? There's his car, steaming its way up that steep stretch of road below us. They haven't caught up with us yet, Jack.
One more landslide would give them their chance, Uncle Jim.
Well, let's hope the road stays clear. Get in the car, Jack, and we'll get going.
Uncle Jim, look just ahead of us, up on the side of the mountain.
I don't see anything, Jack, except a few Negritos.
I thought I saw a tree move. It is moving. Look at it.
It's another landslide, Jack. It's just starting.
Oh, it would be ahead of us. Boy, if it were 50 feet closer to us, it'd get our car. Look at her come.
Look out, Uncle Jim! Look out, Jack!
Gosh, look at that, Betty. Now we really are blocked.
Oh, dear, if it had only been behind us, it would have stopped Shapato's car and we'd be safe.
Uncle Jim, look. There's a Negrito caught in the landslide.
A Negrito caught in the landslide? Where, Jack?
He's covered up right in the middle of the road. There, his head's out. He'll be crushed to death in a minute.
You dig him out, Jack. Come on.
He's still living, Uncle Jim. I'll dig from this side. You dig from the other side. We'll get this load of rock and earth off him.
You'll have to work fast, Jack. He's in a bad way.
Oh, what's happened, Jack? What are you doing?
We're digging this Negrito out of the landslide.
Oh, Billy, he's in pain. And he looks scared to death.
Well, you'd be in pain and scared to death, too, Betty, if you ever got swallowed up by a landslide. Jumping crickets. He was lucky he didn't go over the cliff with most of the slide.
But I think he's frightened of us, Billy. He doesn't know what Jack and Uncle Jim will do to him after they dig him out.
He's frightened, all right. Look at the way he looks at Jack and Uncle Jim.
He'll soon find out that we're his friends.
Gee, Willikins, Betty, I almost forgot. Shapato and Blackbeard and the others will be up here any minute now.
Well, of course they will be. And we'll never have time to clear that landslide off the road before they come.
We won't have a chance to get away. We'll be trapped on the road.
They'll try and get the chart and the ring from Uncle Jim, and they'll do it this time.
Oh, I'm not so sure of that. Let's see, they've got Shapato and Lazaro and Blackbeard and Michelle.
Well, that's four of them, Billy. Four against you and Uncle Jim and Jack.
But Michelle is our friend, Betty. He'll help us if he can without Shapato knowing it. We may be able to hold them off.
But they'll use everything they've got, Billy. And I'll bet they have guns with them.
Yeah, the chances look pretty slim, don't they? But Uncle Jim is worth two of them any day, even if they are armed.
Look at the Negrito, Billy. He's half free now.
Yeah, they'll have him completely uncovered soon. Jump, Jiminy, I wish Jack wouldn't get so close to the edge of the cliff when he shovels.
Well, he's got to get near the edge of the cliff to get to the Negrito.
Watch it, Jack. Gosh, one false step and you'll be over the cliff.
I know it, Billy. I'm watching it. But the Negrito is pretty close to the edge of the cliff himself.
Oh, but it doesn't look safe. The road itself may start to slide.
I'll jump clear if it does.
Betty, look at the Negritos on the mountainside. They're coming awfully close to us.
And they've got their bows and arrows out, too. What are they going to do to us?
Uncle Jim, watch those Negritos. They're getting ready to do something.
I see them, Billy.
But, Uncle Jim, they've got their bows and arrows out. They may start shooting at us.
They think we intend to hurt this Negrito after we get him free, Betty.
Gee, Monetti, Uncle Jim, can't we tell them somehow that we're only trying to help them?
They'll find it out soon enough, Billy. I can't talk their dialect.
Look, some of the Negritos are getting arrows out of their quivers.
Suffering catfish, that looks bad, Betty. I'll bet you those are poisoned arrows, too.
But they're not going to shoot. Not yet, anyway. They're waiting to see what Uncle Jim and Jack are going to do to their friend.
Boy, I certainly hope they wait long enough to find out.
The Negrito's almost uncovered. Look at all the cuts and bruises on his body.
He did take a beating, didn't he? Look at him. Gosh, look at his eyes roll. He's still scared to death.
He's going to break and run just as soon as he's free. Oh, but he ought to get some of those big cuts cleaned up first.
I'll say he ought. Hey, Betty, let's go get out the first aid kit. Maybe we can dress those cuts before he gets away.
I'll get it, Billy. It's in the front pocket of the car.
Where's Betty going, Billy?
Well, she's going to get the first aid kit, Uncle Jim. She thinks those cuts on the Negrito should be dressed.
They should be cleaned up, all right. But I hope our little savage friends on the mountainside don't misunderstand.
Here's the first aid kit, Uncle Jim. I'll get out some antiseptic and cotton.
Oh, gosh, look at the Negrito, Betty. He's more frightened than ever. He doesn't know what you're going to do to him.
My, but he is frightened. He's struggling to get away.
Well, he'll never get away until they shovel some more of those rocks off him.
Hand me the first aid kit, Betty. I'll clean some of his wounds before he can get away.
Here it is, Uncle Jim.
Uncle Jim. The Negritos on the mountainside are getting nervous. They don't know what you're going to do.
Stand still, Jack. I'll smear some antiseptic on you. That'll show them it's not poisonous. Here, I'll dab some on your face. And here, on your arms.
That's a swell idea. I'll try it on the Negrito.
Yeah. He's not so frightened now, Jack. He's letting me clean his cuts. Look, he's trying to grin at me.
Oh, that's great. Now he knows we're his friends. You keep on cleaning up his cuts, and I'll get the rest of this earth off.
Look, Billy. Look at the Negritos on the mountainside. They're putting away their arrows. They know we won't hurt their friend.
I've almost got him free, Uncle Jim. A few more shovelfuls, and he can stand up and walk away.
I've got most of his cuts cleaned out. He'll be all right if his bones aren't broken.
There. See if he can stand up now. How about it, fella? Can you stand up by yourself?
Well, he's all right. Here, I'll give him his bow. Now he knows we aren't going to hurt him.
Look at him grin. I'll bet we've made a friend of him and his tribe for life. Uncle Jim, look. Here comes Chapin on Blackbeard and the rest of them. Gee, we are in a fix, Uncle Jim. They'll be here before we can ever get the road clear.
It looks that way, Jack. But don't forget, we've got a tribe of Negritos who'll help us if they can. I think that'll surprise Chapin and Blackbeard.
Say, Uncle Jim and Jack and Billy and Betty are really in a tough spot. Do you suppose that tribe of Negritos can help them? But how can Uncle Jim make them understand what's up? He can't speak their dialect. But if I know Uncle Jim, he'll find a way somehow. And will Chapato and Blackbeard be surprised? There's an exciting time coming, so be on hand, all of you, at this same time tomorrow to see what happens up in those mountains in another thrilling episode in the Country of the Headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, if you feel hungry when you get home from school in the afternoon, what you want is Wheaties. Help yourself to a big bowl full of those tasty Wheaties flakes with lots of milk. That dish will give your appetite plenty to work on, for sure. If I were you, I'd keep a package of Wheaties handy where you can reach it for your after-school lunch every day.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of them.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.